It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner. Taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week, the familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we appreciate you taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week, and we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend, a feline friend, in Bella.
Thank you so much for having us again. We are excited to bring Bella to you. She's a beautiful girl who's definitely looking for a home.
Bella is an absolutely beautiful girl. You can check a picture of Bella out with this show online at northwestmoinfo.com under our Pet of the Week tab. And Bella has a big, beautiful eyes as well. Terry, if you could, tell us a little bit about Bella and what makes Bella, Bella.
Well, Bella is a beautiful, long-haired tortoiseshell calico. And one thing about Bella is she is every bit as independent as she is beautiful. She likes people. She enjoys being petted. But she likes doing her own thing. So Bella would be a really good fit in a home where perhaps you would love and want a pet, but you don't feel like you have quite enough time. Bella is her own kitty and likes being independent.
A common trait there for a lot of cats, I know, but Bella, like you mentioned there, being independent. So sounds like a variety of home situations would be ideal for Bella. You know, Bella seems to be kind of chill, like you were mentioning, if she's able to hang out, but also be able to do her own thing. That sounds like that offers some flexibility there. Terry, what kind of home situations do you think are ideal?
I think Bella is, as you said, very flexible in her home situation. She would just like a home where she's loved and cared for. And I'm sure that she would enjoy being able to loll in sunbeams on a couch on a cold day. But I am willing to bet you that a warm day, she would be happy to go outside in a safe environment and take a little stretch around the yard. And Bella, I believe, would be very happy to help her family out, keeping the mouses away.
Terry, do you think, despite her independence, that Bella would be okay with a social situation? How do you think she would feel about having a big family home or maybe even other pets?
I don't know that she would be comfortable around dogs. And with her independence, she's probably not going to snuggle up to other cats. But that doesn't mean she couldn't share a home with them. And I don't think she would really mind a big family, just as long as she could assert her independence and have space to go do her own thing.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information about Bella or find out how to take that next step, how do they get in contact with you all?
They can call the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And we'll have more information about Bella, as we always do, once again, under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us here on Pet of the Week. And hopefully, because of all your hard work today, we can find Bella a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us, and we will be looking forward to Bella finding that special family of her own very soon.
Thank you so much, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.